You know, if something funny happens on the field, you got to laugh about it. And you know, and every player, if he has a bad day, it's all part of the game. I've always done. You know, we've always tried to do that. The thing that used to bother me was that if I didn't think they were prepared, that's where we come in. That's where the coaches and the managers come in. And so what we're going to try to do is we that first day.
Physically, mentally, or both?
Both. And especially mentally, because I know, you know, we always say that, you know, after the first day of spring training, you're not going to be 100%. So you've really got to be able to gather yourself mentally and get yourself ready to play on a daily basis. We're going to let guys have days off. We're not going to, you know, there's nothing wrong with sitting on the bench and watching and learning. It allows also everybody to play. We're going to try to make sure.
On the other hand, you once set the bench 74 days in a row.
52 straight days.
Yep.
I did one
yep.
year.
And
I
never
did,
forgot that.
But I didn't even sit the bench, but I was hitting 350 at the time. I wasn't hitting 250. So, and then, you know, and I will never let that happen. And so when I became the farm director of the Dodgers, I know one thing. We hired good staff. The staff members do their job. The players bought into the system, and they got better. I mean, I sit here today, even after being in Japan, and I look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I see, you know, four All-Stars that we brought through the minor leagues. You know, Russell Martin, a two-time All-Star who was a third baseman when we signed him, who we converted to be a catcher. And showed some patience as he got better. Now he's a two-time All-Star, just signed a $5 million contract. You know, James Loney, guys that didn't think he'd, you know, everybody knew he was going to be a good defender. They didn't know if he'd hit. But some patience. Jonathan Broxton, who was, you know, a guy said, hey, he may not be able to, he's going to be too big. Well, he bought into the system. He bought into the program. So we're going to try to bring that same philosophy to the Mets a little bit.
Terry, what's your eyeball test been just on the talent level in this organization? A lot of people were worried last year there wasn't that kind of talent at the top level, but he mentioned guys like Davis and Tolley moving up. The Triple A prospect talent is going to be a lot higher, I would assume.
It is going to be higher. You know, I have only read the reports and saw and have watched some film, but I haven't seen the players play live, obviously. But, you know, I know we've got some young pitching that's going to be here with Davis and Tolley, you know, with the six-year free agents. But, you know, everybody tells me Fernando Martinez is maybe the best prospect they got. Right now he's scheduled to come here. So, and I don't know where Pagan's going to go. I have no clue. But, you know, there are going to be some players here. Now, how are they going to play? Well, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you that. But I know one thing. They're going to prepare themselves to play.
The fact that Buffalo's part of this organization, does that make it easier for you? Does it make it more difficult for you? Is it a challenge? I mean, it's obviously going to be exciting.
Well, I took the job for the challenge. I mean, I know what's happened here in the last year, especially what went on here. And because I continue to talk monthly with the guys, you know, with the ball club. So I wanted the challenge. I wanted to try to come in and do something. I think that, you know, every day when you get up in the morning, you can try to make a difference. Well, we're going to try to make a difference here. And it's going to start with the coaches. I just can't get the players to buy into this. It's got to start with the coaches and the managers. Hey, look, this is what the system's going to be. You know, we're going to get out, we're going to work them, but we're going to play them. We can practice. I just came from Japan after 2 years. They practice 8 hours a day, but they don't want to play because there's failure in playing. And as you know, saving face is a big deal. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get our players ready to play and get them ready to play in New York for sure.
The Mets seemed a little resistant to change last year when things went badly early on. That's not the way you operate. You've always operated as a change agent. If things start going badly this year, you're not going to let this thing sit by idly like that.
No, absolutely not. And again, you know, I don't know where we're going to find. I know they've worked very, very hard to come up with some answers, you know, with the Hessmans and some of those other Russ Adams, the six-year free agents that they've signed thus far, who are good players, who are really good Triple-A players. Now, if the New York Mets have 15 injuries, this may not be a real good team by July. If they have to, those guys are in the major leagues. That's out of our control. But I know one thing. The game, the players who are going to be on this field are going to play the game right. I that's the one thing I will not put up for lack of effort or lack of being prepared, because you've still got to develop. And I've told Mike and I told Bob Rich on the phone, if one of the things you have to understand, my job is to get players to the major leagues. It's not just to win in Buffalo or any place else. It's to get players to the major leagues. And so if we've got a young player, be it the little shortstop Tejada, who people think is going to be a major league player soon, if he's ready to, if he shows us in Double A that he's ready for Triple A, he's coming. He's coming, and I'm not going to have a six-year free agent stand in his way of developing. I can't do that. That's not what I took this job for, and that was the way we went about it with the Dodge organization. Hey, when all those young players are ready to move, we're moving them, because they have to be challenged. In order for them to perform in New York, they have to see some failure. And so they've got to have a challenge. And so it's time, when it's time to challenge them at the next level, they're going to get there. Because I will tell you, when I managed the Anaheim Angels, one of my best players had never failed, ever. And he got to the big leagues in a hurry. And when failure hit, he struggled. And now you can't have that when you're in a pennant race. And so instead of taking 2 days to get out of the funk, it took 2 weeks. And that's, you know, we will not have that here. So, you know, there's going to be a fine line. And you talk about change, there are going to be some changes. You know, and again, I'm not going to demote guys. I want to move guys up. That's the deal. We want to push them upwards. So we might at the beginning of the year, we might be a little conservative at the beginning. And that's where those six-year free agents have really got to help out. But when those guys in Double A, and there's some players there, when they're ready, they'll be here.